I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 6th. Opponents of a natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth hope it will be taken offline after a court ruling this week. Superior Court Judge Mark Layton rejected one of the state permits that was granted to Enbridge Energy to operate that plant. Layton said the waterways permit should not have been issued because regulators mistakenly assumed that the compressor station was part of an existing natural gas facility in that area. The judge sent the permit back to the State Department of Environmental Protection for further review. The Four River residents against the compressor station say they will notify federal regulators about the judge's ruling, and they're hopeful the station will be shut down while the permit is reviewed. Opponents have been fighting to get the station shut down since it went into operation in the fall of 2020, arguing that it creates dangerous emissions and poses a safety threat to the area. Federal regulators recently agreed that the station should not have been built at that location. However, they stopped short of shutting it down. A longtime bar room in Quincy Center is for sale. Tully's on Cottage Avenue is on the market for $1.4 million. Tully's opened in 1945 and is currently owned by Mark Tully of Milton. The two-story building has a bar on the first floor, a basement, and a second floor that could be offices or apartments. The liquor license would transfer with the sale of the building. It is unclear if the bar would close when it's sold. Governor Baker came to the Quincy Courthouse yesterday to announce his capital investment plan for the next 4 years. That includes over $50 million to continue efforts to replace the courthouse with a new Norfolk County Regional Justice Center that consolidates court departments. Over 1,000 people are expected to participate in tomorrow's 33rd annual Cleaner, Greener Quincy citywide cleanup. City officials say volunteers will be out at over 70 locations across the city for the spring cleaning. Participants are invited to a cookout afterwards at Pageant Field at 12:30. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra will perform their classical concert number 3 Sunday at 2:30 at Quincy High School. The concert will feature the winner of their Eleanor B. Nelson Concerto competition. The concert is free, however, donations are welcome. The American Red Cross will be holding a blood drive today at Blue Cross Blue Shield on Enterprise Drive in North Quincy. Drive runs from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 2 p.m. Well, Massachusetts reported its highest one-day COVID-19 case count yesterday since early February. State Department of Public Health reported an additional 4,376 confirmed COVID-19 cases, the highest one-day case number reported since February 3rd. The state's seven-day positivity rate continues to increase. It now sits at 6.17%, same level it was in early February, but far lower than the 23% positivity level seen at the peak of the pandemic. The COVID-19 positivity levels bottomed out in mid-March before slowly trending higher in the days and weeks since. Hospitalizations have continued to slowly increase since mid-March, with just under 550 patients now in Massachusetts Hospital. However, ICU cases are low. Dr. Todd Ellerin with South Shore Hospital says we don't need to be alarmed due to the high vaccination rate in Massachusetts and immunity from previous infection. Here in Quincy, the positivity rate is just over 5%, with about 22 new cases per week. Quincy's vaccination rate is 80%, with a 48% booster rate. There have been 261 deaths from COVID-19 in Quincy. A 19-year-old Boston man has been arrested in connection with a shooting outside of a restaurant in Randolph Wednesday afternoon. Marlon Raymond of Roxbury is slated to be arraigned on charges including armed assault with intent to murder. Officers responding to a report of shots fired in the area of Wendy's on Conlon Drive at about noon Wednesday found a 20-year-old Randolph man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim, who was said to be shot after exiting the restaurant, was taken to an area hospital. No word in his condition. Raymond fled the area after the shooting, but was taken into custody about 6 hours later when he returned to the scene to retrieve a firearm that had been seized by detectives. A high-capacity magazine hidden in a bandana was also found in a nearby wooded area. Investigators noted that Raymond and the victim knew each other. Shooting remains under investigation. Suffolk Construction has temporarily paused all of its Boston projects after three workers were injured, including one that sustained life-threatening injuries in a collapse at a historic power plant under redevelopment in South Boston this week. That happened Wednesday afternoon on Summer Street at the old Edison Power Plant. Suffolk says a catwalk in the century-old building collapsed, leaving three workers injured. Yesterday, a worker was injured after falling 30 feet at a different Suffolk job site in the South End. Suffolk Chairman and CEO John Fish ordered all Suffolk projects in Boston to secure their project sites and prepare to conduct a safety stand down through the entire day today. A bill to allow undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts is all but law, passing the Senate yesterday with a large enough margin to overrule a veto from the governor. The vote 32-8. The House passed a bill allowing undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses in the state back in February by a margin that would override a veto as well. Proponents of the bill have touted it as a beneficial for road safety, asserting that about 185,000 undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts would be tested before driving. They say it could prevent undocumented immigrants from fleeing police during a traffic stop for the sake of preventing identification as an undocumented immigrant and risking deportation. A check of business news this morning, and stocks nosedived yesterday. The Dow was down 1,063. The NASDAQ fell 647, and the S&P lost 153. Asian stocks followed Wall Street down as fear spread that U.S. interest rate hikes to fight inflation might stall economic growth. Currencies are higher, and oil is almost $109 a barrel. In sports, it'll be the Bruins and Hurricanes. Game 3 at the Garden at 7 p.m. Carolina leads that series 2-0. Celtics take their series with the Bucks to Milwaukee tomorrow at 3:30. That series is tied up at 1 game apiece. The Angels shut out the Red Sox 8-0 at Fenway Park. The White Sox come to Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, cloudy, 54. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 56. Partly cloudy Monday, high 59. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light northerly wind become easterly later today. High tide, 4:19 p.m. Sunrise, 5:32, set 7:48. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 6th.